doctor from Ceylon, who was in this country and subsequently went back to Ceylon. And she quite almost casually said to me one day, did I realise that in Ceylon, even the well-off could only afford to have insulin injections alternate days because of the cost? And I began to wonder whether the impoverished in this country prior to the health service had been in the same sort of position. And I remembered Wilfred Oakley talking to me about the incidence of the complications of diabetes and saying to me that he had a very strong impression that these were much commoner in people in social class 4 and 5 than in social class 1, 2 and 3. Now, I don't know where he had that information, and I've never checked it, but if it's the case, I will just wonder whether it's got something to do with people earlier on not being able to afford to buy insulin for themselves adequately in quantity.
And what have been your experiences of the NHS in recent years?
I must admit that I'm not that impressed by recent changes. Yes, the recent changes in the orthopaedic department in Reading have got the waiting list for hip replacements down from about 18 months to about 5 months, and that's jolly good. And the same applies to knee replacements and shoulder replacements. Unfortunately, it doesn't apply to finger joint replacements. These seem to be hanging around a year or longer. But there we are, you can't have everything. I am not impressed by the way in which changes in the health service have affected the rheumatic population locally.
What about the diabetic population?
I'm not too sure about that either. I've never attended the diabetic clinic in Reading, so I can't talk about the Reading Diabetic Clinic. The diabetic clinic at Oxford